We begin this hour with news of political scandal in Olympia. This time it is State Representative Graham Hunt of Orting in Pierce County. He has resigned from the legislature over allegations he lied about his military record. Hunt calls them inconsistencies. How often do people lie about their military records, and why? We'll find that out in a moment. First, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the facts for us. Austin, what did Representative Graham Hunt allegedly lie about?
Well, allegedly he embellished or perhaps lied about his military service. And we certainly need to note that this was a story that Jim Bruner and the Seattle Times broke last month. There's been follow-on reporting by several other media outlets, including the Tacoma News Tribune, sort of his hometown, or at least home county newspaper. But we know that he served in the Arizona National Guard. Where things seem to have gone sideways for him is that he claimed to have been a combat veteran of the conflicts in Iraq and in Afghanistan. He claimed that he had been awarded three military medals that Jim Bruner and other reporters couldn't confirm he had in fact earned, and he couldn't in fact prove he had earned. And then there was one recent development this week where he alleged to have been said that he had been shot and stabbed while in combat. This was in a private post, social media post. Again, he hasn't been able to confirm those injuries.
And what about evidence? What's the strongest evidence that he at least embellished?
Well, I think what first caught people's eyes was that there was a photo, I wouldn't call it an iconic photo, but perhaps a notable photo of two soldiers hugging that apparently was doctored and put on Facebook. And Hunt said in a Facebook post that that was a picture of him after, I believe, an IED blast. It wasn't him. That has been made very clear. He has said, or at least told the Seattle Times, that a campaign volunteer actually posted in his name on Facebook claiming that. But that really became, if you will, the iconic image in this scandal, which is here he is saying, that's me in the photo, and it isn't him.
So to repeat, it's not established that he lied.
You know, this is complicated. Part of the complication is that apparently a service member's record of awards and medals isn't always kept by the service they, or the branch that they serve for. It's something that they may have possession of, but you can't just go to a third party and get confirmation of. It's also true that a lot happens in war, right? You know, nobody was there with him. He was apparently dropping into units that he wasn't a permanent member of. Nobody has come out to say, hey, I was there and he wasn't there, as we've seen in other cases, and also many years have passed. So it is muddy, it's complex, but it clearly was enough for him to step down.
Yeah, so we're going to say more about that in a moment with someone from the Military Times Hall of Valor. Meanwhile, the case of this, again, Graham Hunt, Republican lawmaker from Orting, he's leaving the legislature. Who was calling for his resignation and why?
You know, I'm not sure that there were necessarily overt calls for his resignation, but these questions have been swirling for a couple of weeks now, and it's clear he was getting pressure internally to either come up with some good answers real quick or step out of the way. This was becoming a detraction for his Republican caucus in the House. You know, keep in mind that the House Republicans are very close to potentially gaining the majority in the House. All they have to do is pick up a couple of seats in the next election. They don't want anything that is going to be a distraction from their mission, if you will. There's some, you know, military discipline around this towards trying to claim the majority after many, many years of being in the minority. So that's part of what's going on. And it also is stolen valor is a very touchy subject, especially in an environment where you've got other military veterans in the legislature who are serving alongside him in the legislature. So I think he was feeling a lot of internal pressure to clear this up or get out of the way.
So he's getting out of the way. What work is Hunt best known for this session in the legislature?
Well, I got to be honest with you, Bill. I don't think I've met him. He's a relatively new member of the legislature, appointed first to fill a seat and then elected on his own right 2 years ago. But he's drawn some attention. He recently went to Oregon with another state legislator on a, quote, fact-finding mission having to do with this occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. He's clearly a conservative Republican and sort of part of that more freedom caucus group here. He also was the prime sponsor of a bill to repeal this rule that allows transgender individuals to access the bathroom or locker room of their choice. He had also proposed legislation to repeal the state's voter-approved background check law for guns. So pretty conservative issues and controversial issues that he got behind.
How common are Olympia scandals that lead to resignations?
I think we're sort of like on a one every 3 years average, although the last one was just last year. A House Republican, Susan Fagan from Eastern Washington, resigned because of allegedly fudged expense reports. Going back to my 13 years here, we've seen this from time to time. There was a member who resigned in the midst of a sex scandal having to do with an official trip to Spokane. Another member who resigned mysteriously and later said that he had an alcohol problem. It happens from time to time. But it's not that common.
Austin Jenkins, Olympia correspondent. Thank you, Austin.
You're welcome.
And we'll follow what happens to Graham Hunt's vacant seat in Olympia as well. Once again, Graham Hunt of Ording announcing his resignation. As I said, none of these allegations have been proven in Representative Hunt's case. But how common is it for people to lie about or exaggerate their military service? Doug Sterner curates the Military Times Hall of Valor, the biggest database of military award recipients. He has spent years documenting fraudulent claims of military service, and he says it's a major problem.
It has been for decades, but it's becoming increasingly at the forefront of much of what we do today.
You know, we as a society value our military heroes so much. Why would somebody lie about their military service?
Because it gets them something that they want, whether it's the guy in Texas who got the number two position at Texas A&M University with a six-figure salary based on lies, or whether it's the guy that's getting $3,500 a month tax-free from the VA based upon his false claims. It gets people something that they want.
How do people in the military community view this issue of people puffing up their military records?
Well, now, you use the term puffing up. Everybody in the military community puffs up their military records a little bit. We all tell war stories. I've done it. We all do it. There's a vast difference. If you say you were outnumbered 10 to 1 when you're only outnumbered 5 to 1, why, that's a war story. If you say, I got wounded 3 times and earned a Silver Star and you didn't, that's a lie.
Given what you know about Washington State's lawmaker, Representative Hunt, do you think he's lying?
I think it's a witch hunt.
A witch hunt?
It's probably not the answer you expected from me. Well, number one, in comparison with the stolen valor cases I've dealt with, this seems like a real minor thing. Now, let me tell you up front, I'm a Democrat. I disagree with him politically on everything. I'm not a Ted Cruz fan, but I think that somebody's got an agenda beyond stolen valor and going after him.
You think what we know about Graham Hunt's record, it's the kind of thing that as a society we ought to let that war story go?
Well, the only thing that really concerns me with him was that photograph. That is the thing that is the most stark thing that stands out to me, the photograph that was purportedly of him.
This is a photo, I think, that he posted on social media, but it involved a soldier that wasn't even him. And the line included suggested that this is something that that happened to him and he'll never forget.
Yeah. And, that bothers me. That was pretty cut and dried. The thing that I don't know is, did he post that? Was he aware of it? Or is it possible that a staffer did it? And compared with the gal that was speaking last Veterans Day in Arizona to school children wearing a Silver Star that she supposedly got in Vietnam, it seems like it's small potatoes to me.
You're right. There's much we don't yet know about Representative Hunt's case.
Exactly.
But shouldn't we care about even exaggeration from our politicians?
Lyndon Johnson wore a Silver Star on his uniform all the time that he sat in the White House, and the circumstances behind that Silver Star are very, very sketchy, and he probably did not deserve it, but, those things happen. I am more concerned about the fact that we have very few veterans serving in public office today. But I understand it because the minute that a veteran runs for public office, everything that they say becomes a matter of fodder for veterans on the other side, whether it's a Democrat running and the Republicans pile on him, or a Republican running and the Democrats piling on him. This is becoming a political football that's going to discourage veterans from running for public office.
Well, let me ask you about that. Well, if we want more truth, accuracy, transparency around military service records, how do you think we could get at this in a better way?
Well, there's really no real good way to do it right now. Since 1975, the military record keeping has changed dramatically. There are 8 U.S. Navy SEALs out there today wearing Navy crosses on their uniform, and there is no paperwork to back it up, but they are legitimate recipients. And so, especially in the global war on terrorism, the awards system and record keeping and the excuse of classified operations has really muddied the waters, and I'm inclined to give veterans the benefit of the doubt. I would rather see 10 phonies get kudos for something that they never did than to mistakenly accuse a legitimate veteran and legitimate hero of something I can't prove.
That's Doug Stirner, curator of the Military Times Hall of Valor, reacting to Representative Graham Hunt resigning his seat effective yesterday after those questions over his representation of his military record. State law says that Graham Hunt must be replaced by another Republican.